Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on the street telling the people about Jesus as they passed by. And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain. But things got worse, so I said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hands. And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, on the street day and night, that's my life, that's my home. Ain't got nowhere else I can go. So I just walk the streets telling the people about Jesus. From corner to corner, from door to door. But they all make fun of me and say, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Oh, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell you he can save. The Lord can save. Ooh, he can save. Save your soul. I tell you, through Jesus Christ, your life can be changed and made whole. He can bring everlasting joy and peace within your soul. Ooh. And in many ways, I feel just like that old man. Born in the country, raised on a farm. No money, no fancy clothes, no fine homes and cars. But thank God, mama and daddy raised me up on the real deal. And that's God Almighty. And sometimes when I sing about Jesus and people won't listen, I feel like I'm just a nobody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I was glad the song went all the way through because it made me reflect on a few things from this week, the past week since we last met, about various people I've talked to and their struggles and their challenges and their not feeling that they're valued, not feeling that they're the best that God intended them to be. But we're going to pick up on that. Good evening. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm your host, Brother David, and I'd like to welcome you to the Spirit of a Soldier, where we come each week to share the knowledge and the wisdom of God's Word. We want to move in a direction that we understand God's Word at a different level. I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, you know, it's nice to give out the facts of God's Word. We can go through it like a novel. We can go through it like a school book. But what is even greater is when we get the meaning in our heart. The scripture tells us in Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears to thy saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes, but keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. You know, I say that every week. I say it almost every day. And I tell myself time and time again how important it is to get God's meaning, his message, the value, the importance of getting it deep rooted into your heart. Because when it gets like that, it's not just head knowledge anymore. It's the power that would exist from God's word that would change the inner workings of who you are. Yes, your health will actually change because now you're not operating on the premise of what man says, but you're operating on the foundation of God's word, who has sent his only begotten son for us so that we may truly recognize our value. So when this man says that he's a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody, it ain't about anymore. Recognition. That brother to brother, because if my brother accept me, I got value. Oh, no. When you get you know you got value, and you would change that ideal that I'm a nobody. You recognize at that point you are somebody because God gave his only begotten son for you. God loved you as much as he loved his only begotten son. Oh, you somebody. So we got to get this meaning when he tells us to keep this word in front of us, to listen and have ears to hear. Oh, we need to do that. Because if we want the abundant life that Christ is telling us about, and we want the health that allows us to use this vessel to be a voice in the wilderness of the people, oh, we got to allow God's meaning to get deep-rooted in our heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, glorify, magnify your name for your love, your mercy, and your grace. This is all I see. Yes, I know, God, that the flesh is always battling against the spirit. But I'm praying today, Father God, that we continue to recognize each day that we wake up that we are a spirit housed in a body with a mind, will, and emotion. And that each day we're living, Father God, living, Father God. As I heard a song a long time ago, I'm living for the love of you. Living for the love of you. Because when we begin to really recognize the kind of love that you give us, always protects, always your hope, the love we can trust, and the love that will preserve us, and a love that never fails, oh, we'll recognize our value in you. Father God, as I go forth today, let me decrease and let you increase through the Holy Spirit to endow me with the words and the meaning and the dunamis power that is necessary to be the change agent, Father God, for all our lives. Use this vessel, Father God, as you will. Father God, I know the flesh at times is weak, but the spirit is always willing. And I thank you, Father God, that I am willing, Father God, to be your vessel to be used. Oh, thank you, Father. And I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, that you touch their lives. That only you know, because you knew the plan before we even came here, Father God, about it. spiritually begin to, or I carry my body and walk in the intentional, Father God, purpose that you have for this vessel, and that it will be free from sickness and disease. That the 39 stripes that Jesus took upon his body, Father God, on the cross for us and shed the blood, that, Father God, that will protect us and heal us right now, Father God, I claim that healing power. I thank you. I cannot imagine that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, that you would tell us, by his stripes we are healed, unless it is so. And since Jesus said it is written, I am standing on those words. It is written. It is so. I'm claiming healing for everyone, that down from the whole system will operate accordingly, the way you intended to be designed. I'm praying for this unspeakable joy that is not moved by the ideal of man that tells us we have to be happy. But I'm claiming the joy that has a relational connection to you. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As I go forward, Father, these words will elevate, motivate, encourage, uplift, and give people hope, Father God, for the future that you told us we could have. I know this can only happen through you, Lord. We see all the things going on, Father God, in the world. But let us not be moved out of the world, Father God, because we may be in it, but we're not of it any longer. We are part of your kingdom, and a kingdom, Father God, is vast. It has all the resources within with me. As you told us, all our needs according to your riches and glory, I claim that with authority for every human being on this planet and those yet to come. So I thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Father God, for listening to me. And as prayers go forward, I say, as my pastor would say, I want to bombard heaven, Father God, that your word would not return void. But, Father God, and these words would not fall into the path where the birds would take it. These words would not fall into the root, to the rock, and not take root. These words would not get choked out by the thorns, Father God, that try to take us away in a mighty way, Father God, because of Satan is busy trying to choke us out with the cares of life. But, oh, no. And to the good soil to produce the 40, 60, 80, 100-fold return, because, Father God, you're the producer. So I thank you for the answer in your name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I just praise your holy and majestic name. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Lord, I just cannot even thank you enough. When I think about, Father, the goodness of all you provide for us, all you give to us, all you tolerate of us, Father God, how could I not praise you? How could I not say hallelujah to your majestic name? Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And for those who have not, because this is what this is all about. For those of us who have some way, somehow allowed the cares of the world to distract us and go away from our God like the prodigal son, leaving the father who gave us security to indulge ourselves in the world. And those of us who have never accepted because the world has deceived us through Satan's devices, I pray right now that you accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that you would confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ died for your sins, that you want to turn your life over to him or even return your life back over to him and live this life. And it's a struggle. I struggle every day, and I'm noted for letting everybody know my struggles. Because, see, I want people from my heart to be able to be accepting of themselves because God has accepted us. So I know it's a struggle. So I pray that people would return to you and accept you. So I'm praying that you accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because no matter what we say as deliverers or messengers for God, unless you accept them into your heart, it's fruitless. So I'm praying right now in Jesus' name that you would accept them into your heart. Let the world know that you accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Be not ashamed, and as the song would say, go and tell somebody that Jesus is Lord in your life. Amen, amen, amen. Well, again, as I said, I am really, really happy, and I'm going to use that word today. I'm happy because I'm filled with a certain level of joy. Happiness is a condition, but I'm happy because my condition has a joyful foundation. I got to be used for the first time in the pulpit, if you will, to deliver a message. And I was happy that God used me. I could not even imagine that that day would happen for me, not me. And I've strayed away. I said, oh, no, that's not me. But I come to accept that God loved me enough that he could use me. And I was willing, and I was talking to my chaplain yesterday, and he had told me about his first message he did. I had a different level of confidence. Maybe the years of experience of the military and travel and all the bad decisions I made in my life got me as the time. So I am honored not just to be able to do this show, and I've crossed over my 100th show, which blows me away, but more so to be used as a vessel, to be used as a vessel, to live and declare the works of the Lord. I share a few quotes for you today. You never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. Let me repeat that. You never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. Bob Marley. Strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't do. Ricky Rogers. Where there's not struggle, there's no strength. Never trust your fears. They don't know your strength. Athena saying, and do not pray for easy. Do not pray for the easy life, but pray for the strength to endure in a difficult one. Bruce Lee. You know, those quotes have so much significance because we do look for the easy life. We look for the easy way out. We want to stay in our comfort zone. But these individuals have come to the conclusion that each one of them are significant and our society have accomplished great things. They recognize the importance of stepping out of your comfort zone. And our scriptures will tell us in 2 Corinthians 12:9, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Let me go back up to that one scripture that says, quote that says, you never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. In your weakness, God would make you strong. Because therefore, the scripture goes back to say, therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. See, sometimes in our most compromising state can become our strongest victories. Ephesians 6:10 say, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, not your might. See, too long I personally was operating out of my might. But I recognize now that the true strength comes when I operate from the Holy Spirit. Exodus 4:14 says, the Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be silent. See, that quiet, still voice, if we listen to it, that quiet, still voice will give us what we need to move in the direction, as the scripture says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. We just got to be still and be quiet. And then Isaiah 41:10 says, for I am with you, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. gentleman that sang the song, I'm a nobody. See, when we recognize who is strengthening us, who will help us, and who will uphold us, we don't have to entertain ourselves as being nobody any longer. Hallelujah. So let me just share some stories here, or at least some facts that has true meaning about the power of recognizing, even in your most compromising state, your weakened state, you're not totally so socially accepted or recognized, because you're not being viewed in this level of greatness, that greatness can still manifest. Let me give you a few people. Franklin Roosevelt, he was paralyzed from the waist down by polio before running for office. When he ran for office, he was a four-time president of the United States. I think now they've changed, you only can run twice. But he was president four times. Four times, regardless of his inability to use his lower half of his body, the spirit rose up big in him to allow him to still step up to the plate. Then let's look at another who we quoted already. Oprah Winfrey was born into poverty in a rural Mississippi to a teenage single mother, and later raised in the inner city of Milwaukee neighborhood. She experienced considerable hardship during her childhood, saying she was raped at the age of 9 and became pregnant at 14. Her son died in infancy. Yet, to her, Winfrey was the award-winning talk show host, which was the highest-rated program of its kind in the history, was nationally syndicated in 1986 to 2011. She has been ranked as the richest American, one of the greatest black philanthropists in American history, and was for a time world-only black billionaire. She also, according to some assessments, the most influential woman in the world. She did not life's storms and circumstances to choke out God's gift. Sylvester Stallone, a complication of his mother suffering a labor force from an obstetrician to use two pair of forceps during his birth. Misuse of these severed a nerve and caused paralysis in parts of Stallone's face. As the lower left side of his face is paralyzed, including parts of his lip, his tongue, and his chin. Accident of Stallone is of staring, slightly slurred speech. However, actor, one of the most successful actors, wrote and started winning 10 nominating Rocky films, and which became a franchise. Became an actor for the Rambo series, and he has his own, statue at the Philadelphia Art Museum named after him. Take you back to history a little more. Taught himself to read, which allowed him to be the leader of an abolitionist movement, gaining note for his dazzling orator and have to have the orator had been a slave. Then we moved to Albert Einstein. Couldn't get a job just 2 years after graduation. Worked as a passing over for promotion until he mastered machinery technology. He went on to become a Nobel's winning physicist, creating the special and general relativity theory, major and state. His great intellectual achievement and originality, quite a few people forward in their life that may have been seen or deemed as a nobody or would not be anybody, it's somebody, because greater was in them than we can see to these individuals. No, I will soon feed you. wake up and life will be a bed of roses for you, where every day and everything will be all right. No. They had physical and social challenges that would have broken their stride, developed a level of resilience that allowed them to bounce back in order to become who God intended them to be. They looked inside themselves and found the true light in the darkness, the true power in their weakness, the true voice that would not allow them to listen to the naysayer, the plague, the negative side, the non-productive Jobs. They listened to the voice who truly or what and this is going to be another series here, so I'll try to accomplish as much as I can today of what the Spirit laid in my heart. Let's start by looking at the title. You are tired, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is better than he that's in the world. Now imagine this. From the day we're born, these words would be spoken unto us from birth unto at least 1 year old. That would be even better, if you will, my friends. The word would be until we were about 13. But from this moment, we were 1 year old. Why do I propose this question? Four days for a person to form a new habit. The study also concludes that on the average it takes 66 days for a new behavior to become automatic, like a heart just becomes automatic. Because as a people are so diverse in culture and background, education, social, economic status, we can't make one size fit all because all people, if you will, let me say that. If many people, if you will, they are in a position where some will be able to execute these talents and abilities and this ability to change quicker than others. However, we as people seem to develop habits that are not conducive to our potential. We get distracted, discouraged, unmotivated to continue to maximize on the true strength and ability that God graciously gave us all. In 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11, I'd like to share this with you. Now, about the Spirit, sister, do not want you to know. You know that when you were other, you were influenced and idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God, Jesus, be crushed. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but there are different kinds of work, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God. By means of the same Spirit. To another faith, see, all these are the work and the same Spirit. So what do we hear here? There are nine gifts that are given, or if you will, them have certain messages of wisdom, the gift of sharing the message of knowledge, the gift of sharing the message. Sharing miraculous, those miraculous powers. Just through this here, of recognize that the one inside of us is greater than the ability the devil has given us about the world, given us in the world. To transform our mind, change our heart, develop our emotions, and mature in us. Born again. We have to be willing to do our due diligence to rightly divide the word of truth. It comes from the scripture of 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. It is up to you to be willing to what I'm saying. I truly believe that the Holy Spirit has given the message that I'm bringing forth, but I truly believe that we all should still do our part to understand that even though the speaker may deliver the word, sometimes the speaker may share their opinion. And we should pray, God gives us the right knowledge and wisdom to know God's truth. See, too often we get frustrated with leaders and presenters and don't do it. It is our responsibility as children of God to be willing to learn as much as we can. God is willing to give his salvation. As I was sharing with someone, I think I said it to last week, if we days, he's given us a long life. That's a lot of days. But we have to be willing to do our part so we use these days wisely. You see, when we come into the world, many of us, it starts off with the family desire to prepare us to do what the parents believe is the instructions for life. Develop us to respect family, friend, the law, and to pursue happiness as defined by the world. You know, what many discover is that many times people don't get the same manual. I can remember very vividly when my mother told me that, you know, you got to treat people nice, you got to be kind, you got to be conscientious of people's feelings, and on and on and on. But then when I got into the schools, they must have read that script because they were very insensitive, very hardcore. And I would say since growing up in the hard streets of being very And as I said before, it causes other people to start to reevaluate what is true, what is respect, what is the right way to go to survive in this thing we call life. That even as learned that each to choose faith. Now, if in the beginning of childhood we view them differently, where we would begin to build a level of self-confidence, develop that self-confidence that God intended, maybe life would be so hard. I believe we could help the children to better navigate and understand the process of life. When children start to know their value and recognize the value that God said he had for us by sending his only begotten son, I believe that we can lead people in a whole different direction. But we don't start off this way. So often in my conversation with the elders, which is basically every Tuesday, I often say that we like to look at people and say they and they should and why don't they and why don't that. But if you've been conditioned, you've been programmed, and we just saw that it takes 200-something days to develop a habit and it takes to get into a habit or to change a habit, I'm sorry, then we recognize that it takes only 66 days to get into a habit. But by the time you are true teenager, 17, 18, if you didn't get the right kind of foundation, the right kind of teaching, and you didn't get the support, not just in your household, because you have to leave your house. And when you go into society, into community, and there's all these other bombardments, early, train the child where it should go, and we'll get into that. If we train them early and we keep emphasizing, it's like with men. That Yeah, you know, but they're conditioning them, and they develop their skills very early. But imagine if we were training them. Here's the piece. You're developing their physical skills, but you're not developing their spiritual maturity and their emotional maturity. So we see these things happen. But imagine for a moment. And if when God promised us a promise, see, God, if we looked at our children first as a part of God, when your child comes into the world, using their potential is because they got caught up in the need of acceptance from man. How many children as I say it, when they're adults or they're senior, a little older teenagers. I'm blocking it, but this case where the young man was feed, but he's on out there. They feed him. I saw a little clip. See, he didn't get that foundation, and his family. I learned as of the start. I didn't look at it. To itself. See, if we recognize our children's gift, we God, we can protect them. Oh, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 26:3. When the planting vine and some bushes, gardens will attach them, the framework, like a pole or trellis, to keep them from spreading out of control. Out of control. We'll see how. Paul said, when I was a child, I reasoned as a child, I thought as a child, I acted as a child, I spoke as a child. But when I became we are present in their life, supporting their growth and development, and leading them by a godly example. I can't imagine a godly example was to have my son have an assault weapon to go and end up in the same way to manifest one of the ways that and be at church at the same time, or I can't be in the street and be at college at the same time. So I had to make a decision where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in college. I'm going to be supporting the boys. I'm going to be at church. I do my best. And sometimes I miss it. But I do best. I can space than the worst space. So this whole situation that happened with the other case they're dealing with, I don't know if it's finished or not, but these things could not happen if we were in the right space trying to listen to the right people to give us this God. My focus on the children eventually become adults. So every week with men and young men when I was in the Army for 37 years. I don't say this to boast or brag because surely there are many, many more people who are more aware. But I have my experience and I can see when children haven't been, when adults don't have focus and they don't have self-discipline. But we're talking about the children briefly because we're going to move into who we are as adults to be able to get this discipline. So we recognize that greater is he that's in us, that's in the world. You see, disciplining your children is so important. That will bring you delight. That will bring you delight and desire. Proverbs 27:17. You see, there's no question. Discipline children is a hard. Is hard work. It takes love. We start with love, and it ends with self-control. See, all the other actions in kids would today we get beaten back. Need special care. See, do not oppress the widow. See, I dealt with them in the military. Most of the men I talked to hated their father. But they hated father. I'm the word hate. I'm not talking about dislike. I'm not talking about mad at. I'm talking about hate. The kids will say, our close, our coming up homeless. They're trying to build relationships, have a quote unquote in their life. And I know seeing that Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, or not Betty and Shirley. I could be off. For my belief, for children to have social. Now, no one. Kids in such vulnerable positions. Hallelujah. You see, children need homes, for protection of the land. We live in a world of corrupt simply by eating, child labor, physical abuse, child exploitation, child marriage. Called further by God to ask to become professionals in child protection programs and organizations. But what the profession, we can all be aware and help protect our kids. Why do we need to do this again? Literally, children become adults. My boys, a 5-year-old and a 14-year-old. I always say, and all in between that age bracket. And I say, I remember when you was 5 years old. You was his age. And now you're 10. And now you're 9. And now you're 14. And if I tap 10 years older, you're going to be 20. Remember that these children are becoming adults who are compromised. And greater is he in them than God. Because I was sold that bill of goods too. I'm saddened about the time that I allowed to escape me. I allow myself to be distracted. To know God later. Matter of fact, in the war zone, I got to know God. And he's been working with me every since. And I'm thankful that he didn't give up on me, that he didn't walk away from me. He didn't protect me. He didn't not preserve me. God continued to do all those things for such a time as this. And so, as I said, it is our responsibility to begin to teach, to begin to support, to begin to elevate, to begin to motivate, to begin to inspire our youth and even those who are seasoned, the importance of recognizing that greater is he that's in them that's in the world. And children are blessed by God. And he took the children in his arm and placed his hands on them and blessed them. Mark 10:16. In blessing the children while here on earth as God's incarnated, Jesus showed his heart towards the little ones. In verse 13 of this passage, the disciples rebuked the people for bringing their kids to Jesus, probably because he was talking with self-important religious leaders. But Jesus responded with anger at his father, ignorance and pettiness. Their actions were unkind and unworthy of disciples. Children are to be viewed as unimportant. Because you're trying to say that they are God's attention and God looking at our children. He always desires to bless them. So when we take a moment to focus on the bones of our children, we will be able to see at this point, as we point out, to change their attitude. Low self and show them that they are not valued by God. They shouldn't have this struggle. And when we have now children, they had suicide pacts. They had a song, Wake Up Everybody, No More Sleeping in Bed. No. Up all the tears. Boys, if you will, from our program, as we call the Emmy, we need to act. Faith without words is dead. See, as earlier, we need to get the meeting. We will act on the 7 prompts that I presented that will move us in the direction to start with those early. But those who are somewhere, as I said, still you know, there's 14, if you will, there 1,400 and you Over the course of time, I said, this bidet, I was preoccupied with kindness. Anger, a man change may be possible with God up to him. Listen to the word. It's going to come a point where we're going to have to ask the question, are we willing to change our mind? Are we willing to be used for Christ? Oh, I have so much more to give you. So we're going to pick it up next week. But as always, it's divided. But the East Day, we truly want to be set free. We want no way out of it. That's perfect. And rock. We may be the living stone. There's no rock like our God. So this we remember that great is he that's in you that's in the world. We are on our way to the truth. It's a good faithfulness and without inequity, just and upright. 1 Samuel 2:2 says, there is none holy like the Lord. There is oppression. We should not have those. And then in Psalm 62:2, he is only my rock. Shaken, we can stand firm. And Hebrews, if your confidence wants us to be our best, he intended for us to be our best. It's to do God's will, God's best representation. And as always, we have to recognize the importance of the golden opportunity. And he will forgive you. And he will give you. God intended you to be. Because as I said earlier, greater is he than the world. Your body alone. Don't forget to check out the teachers and pastors at the Development Institute. And if you need the prayer for prayer, you can put the payment. And you can put the payment here. That God will do with us through the Holy Spirit living in us. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And be...
been changed.
I've been changed.
In the presence of the Lord, I've been
free.
Free.
Delivered.
And in your presence, Lord,